you are doing well in the shifts that you are making. We understand that they are full of challenge, and we appreciate your courage in making the changes you need to make. We would like to talk to you about one thing, and that is the separation of the patriarchal values from your wisdom in making the change that you are making, whatever that might be. Now, the difference here, of course, has to do everything to do with the voice you are hearing. The patriarchal voice has an opinion about any change you are going to make. It not only has an opinion about the change, but it has a judgment about the success of the change, according to the patriarchal value. So what does that mean? There are times for change when you truly, truly need to hear only your voice. You need to know what your voice is saying. But we want you to pay attention to how fragile you may be in that moment. Because when you hear your own voice, that is often followed by, what if that is the wrong thing? And that is a challenge point. And we want to be sure that we take it on, because you need to hear your voice no matter what it is saying. Your life is not lived by, controlled by, or judged by a patriarchal voice telling you, you got this right, you got that wrong, this should have been this, how can you do that with this? Those are the voices that are the enemies, because they do not let you do this very important thing. They do not let you experience. We may have mentioned this before, so perhaps we will do a workshop on this one. But you know about certain aspects of yourself, and other aspects of yourself you may not know about at all. But we want in this lifetime to find as much of us as we possibly can. And this is what can happen then. Let us say, all of a sudden, you really want to play the flute. It comes upon you. You do not know why, but all of a sudden, it is very important to play the flute. That is experience for you. It has something to teach you about yourself, about something you need, possibly about a way to express. And so if you need to stop and play the flute, please do. Now, you probably do not need to play the flute with a major orchestra. That is probably not what the self is asking for, but it is asking you for an experience from some part of you that you may not have recognized before. Here is where there is sometimes a difficulty. You are having this experience, and the patriarchal voice appears in the high corner of the room in a definitive voice saying, and you can, of course, jump in here in your own mind. Why are you wasting your time? What do you think you are going to do with the flute? Why do you think playing that flute is going to improve your life? Do you make any money playing that flute? We will not bother you with the list of things that could happen after that, but we want you to know that those things are the enemy. Some part of you wanted to play the flute. Get the flute. Play the flute. Do not worry about all of those other things, because this is a voice in you that knows about you and knows there is a part of you that you may not have exercised before or even recognized. And when the voice inside of you tells you about this, cancel all of the things around you that would say you cannot do that. And listen to the voice in you that wants to do that. Now, this can happen with small things. It can happen with large things. Possibly even some medium-sized things it can happen with. But we do want you to understand the danger of not hearing you. Some part of you is trying to move forward and be expressed. And if you do not load that up with the patriarchal values, then you will be enriched by whatever it is your voice has spoken to you about, because it is opening up another part of who you really are. And that is the thing that we all want to do, and we want to be faithful with it. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Let a warm rain fall all around you and wash away the world and wash away all the voices that are not your own. Feel the blue of peace all around you, like a friend and a protection, and breathe in the blue of peace. Let it move through your body and through your energy. Now feel a cleansing energy from the earth come up and enter your root. And let that cleansing energy clear your root of anything that might be in the way of your own creation and your own grounding that creation on the earth. Let that cleansing energy make your root able and functioning in the creation of your life. Let the cleansing energy come into the second center and wash away all shame and judgment that might have caught there, leaving a place for the waterfall that purifies anything that comes through your life. Feel the cleansing energy move into your solar plexus and begin to break up any of the emotional knots that might be caught in your life, and let that water displace all of that. Move it out of your solar plexus, and know that the purpose of that solar plexus is to feel joy and to feel love and to feel freedom. Let the cleansing energy move up and into your heart center and let it water your garden. All the things that you have made in this beautiful place in your heart, feel them nurtured and growing. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your throat. And let the cleansing energy begin to remove from your communication center everything that does not support you, everything that would weaken you or make you doubt the heart of who you are. Feel all those words go away so that there is room for the truth that you speak to yourself about what you know, about what you love, about what you are feeling and exploring in your life. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your third eye. And let the cleansing energy wash the third eye, taking away your doubts and fears about the intuitive part of your knowing. Feel that third eye bright and awake and powerful. Feel the cleansing energy from the earth come up and through the crown. And let the cleansing energy open the crown so that you are in union with the universe, which flows into your body and your energy and your life. All that is fine and good and true for you. All that is joyful and gentle and understanding. Now move into your heart and see the beautiful place that you have grown energy and safety and rest. And see that there is a path that illuminates, that is moving upward, and that path calls you. Go to it wherever you see it. Step onto the path and let the path take you upward. No effort, but your path. And the air is full of blessing. Your blessings. And your feet move on a strong, gentle path that moves you upward. Upward to a place of decision. And when you look at this place, see that your decision is love or fear. And when you choose one, feel the other fall away from you. And see that there may be a symbol there or a color, so that you know what you've chosen. Now step on the path and let it take you upward again. And come to a place of power. and see that there is a symbol that appears in this place. And it is a symbol that you can take with you. In the right exercise of power, knowing your right to have it. Let the path take you upward again to the place of the gift. Rest the mind. Know the gift. Turn again now and come back down the path, breathing in all that is best for you, for your spirit, for your mind, for your health, for your love. And find yourself again in your heart center. Breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body,